Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, love, and service, family. Y'all know what it is. We are live. This is Sunday night, and these are Peace Talks at Pops Movement Radio Networks. You are live with your guy, Brother Head, striving to deliver my best. And family, we are in the Pops Movement studios, definitely coming from where we from. I love that song so much, man, because it really reminds me of being able to embrace the struggle that we come from, being able to enhance our life based on what it is that we've gone through. Because when we think about what we've gone through, when we think about where we come from, it always allows us to have a certain sense of humility, meaning the principle of being humble in spite of everything that we may gain along the way. Many of us have achieved certain levels of success when it comes to our education, some when it comes to our economics, others when it comes to our ability to socialize, others when it comes to the innate ability to sense what is needed when it comes to healing, healing our community, healing our youth, even healing the wounds that our elders have allowed to continue to remain stuck in place for oh so long. You know, family, we may have gained much in life, but our heads can become too big if we don't maintain a certain level of humility. And that humbleness is acquired by staying solely focused on utilizing the principles where we come from. And with that being said, family, we welcome you all in to tonight's topic. This is Peace Talk Sunday that we do in our attempt and our striving effort at working hard with those who are bringing about Peace Summit 2018. If you don't know about Peace Summit 2018, please go check out the web and see what it reads when you go to www.peacesummit2018.org. Again, peacesummit2018.org, all one word. And, you know, check it out and see what it is that you gain from that. If you have more questions or if you would like to participate, be a part of, or understand what you may be able to contribute to see this day come about from April the 26th through the 29th in Los Angeles, California, then, family, please feel free to contact myself, contact anybody throughout our committee that we call Peace Summit 2018 Committee. We meet every Tuesday evening without a shadow of a doubt. No matter what goes on, we are on those lines, and we're definitely compiling strategies, knowledges, as well as networking sources to get this thing up and off the ground. Peace Summit 2018 is a effort to bring about our time, to bring about our time so that street affiliates and former street affiliates from all across the nation can come together in Los Angeles, California, to sit down and have think tanks under the eldership of Brother G2 and the International Council of Urban Peace, Justice, and Empowerment with Brother Khalid Samad and Brother Rashad Birdsong and many other elders like Minister Rashid down in Miami, our elder Mujahid Abdul Kareem, the imam out in Los Angeles, California, who first walked around to contribute much to what is now called the Truth of Nine Deuce. We have been given so much. We have been given so much from our big brothers of Barrios Unidos, Mr. Nanye Alejandres. We have been given so much under the guidance of our big brother, Cernia, up in Chicago, Illinois, Little Village. We have been given so much from Gator Bradley and many of the others who have been to these peace summits over the last 25 years. And we want to say thank you, because it's because of elders like these and Brother Spike Moss up in Minnesota. And man, so many. I can't even name everybody, and I don't want to discredit nobody, but you know, we've been given so much by these elders to contribute to the knowledge of what has gone on over the past 25 years, what led up to that point 25 years ago to bring about the first peace summit for the gangs and street affiliates. And now it's our time to upgrade and analyze ways to contribute to it in such a way to bring a impacting change in the way that we develop throughout our environments that we call poverty-stricken communities. We're not going to allow ourselves to be the same old people going through the same old things. We're taking a stand, and we're willing to do whatever is required of us to begin to see how we can shift from 2018 on out. And that's what this Peace Summit is all about. For those that don't know, man, we're coming into L.A., and we're looking to give people an opportunity to have breakout sessions, meaning having six or more different affiliates sitting down at the table with some grassroots movements, some brown and black nationalist movements, some of our assisters of poverty-stricken areas. And we're looking to sit down and begin to see what is the solution to things like police brutality, to the classification system that's going on across America to label our street affiliates as terrorist groups. These are our children. And so many people will be doing things in the levels of our children and what they're doing. But we have to find a way to get this thing done the right way. You know, family, for far too long, we have allowed many things to go on unchecked, unnoticed, unresolved. And so today we're putting forth effort to do everything that we need to do to make these changes available for our people. So with that being said, we're going to go to a short break. And when we come back, we're going to check these airwaves to see if anybody would like to come in and check in. What's going on in your community? How can other people be involved in it? What would you like to see as far as the change process go on, the change techniques? Because, family, we need you involved. We'll be right back with you after this short break. Peace and blessings, love and service, family.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Thank you.
and blessings, love and service. You're back with us live. This is Pox Movement Radio Networks and family. We are live on this beautiful Sunday night, coming to you with what it is that we call Peace Talks. And one of the things that we strive to do each Sunday night is to come together to speak about what is it going to take to bring peace in the hood. What is it required for us to be able to fully develop the best possible peace summit that we can ever hope for or imagine? You know, today we have an opportunity to really bring some of the greatest minds together from across the country, some of the greatest young minds, some of the greatest elders, some of the most wisest of grassroots organizers, to all come together at the round table and not only discuss but begin to lay a foundation for yearly summits. And that is the vision in which we truly trust that can actually come about because of this, that this can be the segue into us beginning to have yearly workshops, conferences, motivational sessions, educational courses, ways that our street affiliates can begin to upgrade themselves in a professional manner. We cannot stop our children from joining gangs. They're going to do it, and it is proven. Just check the U.S. classification system and see how these gangs have migrated all across the country into states no one would ever even imagine gangs taking shape in. Counties, cities that no one ever imagined to find graffiti on the wall, gang signs, gang symbols. I even had a few people tell me, Brother Hess, man, I went to Hawaii. Brother Hess, I was in Japan. Brother Hess, I used to be in the Navy, and we was over in Africa, and I saw American street gang signs spray painted on the side of walls. I was like, are you serious? In another country? And so it's spreading. It's spreading, and what is being done? And the only thing that the system has to do, according to these gangs and street affiliates, is to lock them up, classify them, and lock them up. And now the prison systems are becoming a place to where even if you weren't gang members before it, now all across America, almost every state in America has a state department of corrections, which has a classification unit and a gang task force unit. Why is this? Thing is spreading like wildfire. What are we doing? What are we doing to cultivate a method and a way for our children to not be taught to be killers, drug dealers, pimps and prostitutes? What are we doing? What are the alternative routes that we are placing before them? Well, Brother Hess, you know, we don't know. Well, damn it, excuse my French, well, darn it, we need to be about the business of making some alternate routes. And that's what we're talking about at Peace Summit 2018. We have to make alternate routes, and we will. We're going to make these alternate routes. We're going to get together and do what needs to be done, family. And as we do this, we need support. We need help. We need guidance. Because these are our children. I'm sorry, family. I just got waved by someone here in the studios. But, you know, they just asked me a question. And they said, Brother Hess, you know, can you kind of expound on or see if anybody from the listening audience would like to come in. If you would like to come in, please press 1. Press 1 on your dial pad, and I'll know that you would like to come in live with us tonight on Pops Movement Radio and speak on what we're talking about tonight. You know, what is it to have peace in the hood, on the reservation, in the barrios? What is required of us? How do we set the stage for this? And the question that the brother just asked me to place out here before us here in the Pops Movement Studios is as follows. What are we willing to give up in our daily lives to achieve a heightened sense of peace for our poverty-stricken communities? And basically what this brother is asking myself and us here in Pops Movement Studios, as well as you all in the listening audience, you know, what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to part with? And I love this question because some people can't give their money. They don't have any money, but they have time. And some people are so busy in life that they don't have no time, but they can help fund it. And some people don't have time or funding, but they got some networking sources that they know can help assist to achieve a level of peace that must be acquired. That must be acquired by our poverty-stricken streets, our urban areas. What do we have, and what are we willing to come up off of? Because if we say, you know, I don't have anything to give, then you're basically stating you're not willing to give anything. But those who are willing to sit down and ponder upon this, what can I contribute for the cause of peace in our hoods, in our barrios, and upon our reservations? What am I willing to actually make accessible to others in order to be able to inspire, encourage, influence a more sensible approach to how we deal with gang violence, gang members, and the activities that go on around what we call gang bangers? And I know that for me personally, family, I feel like it's too, and I don't mean no disrespect, but it's too far past time to sit back and point the finger at the government, because we see what the government is doing. You know what I mean? And I know I get criticized for this, but it's like, I'm like, man, forget the government. You want to say and talk down on the government, but the government doing everything that it possibly can within its knowledge to build up cases and to do something in reaction to gang violence, gang banging, and the gang culture. They put money behind this, family, millions upon millions, if not $1 billion. That's what they're doing in response to gang violence, gang activity, gang banging. This is what the authorities are doing. But I have to ask us as a people, family, what are we doing? And some people may say, well, you know, Brother Hess, what we're doing is, you know, we're building a program to start up, you know, games so that children can come and play games. Family, thank you for building games. We really appreciate those games. But I know that I come from a hood where it ain't all good. And yeah, we'll come play your games, but after your games, we're going back to what we do. We sick, bro. We hurting, bro. And the games are not, they are not built to prevent gang violence. We need something that is more balanced to prevent gang violence, to prevent gang banging, to prevent black-on-black crime and brown on black murder. We need something, family, that is a real solidified program that addresses the actual act of crime that is coming behind the formulation of our street gangs, street affiliates. And that's what we need. You know, I was speaking to our beloved elder, Mr. Benny Lee, yesterday. And Mr. Bennett was like, you know, brother, here's, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's real sad because for 25 years since that first gang peace summit that we did back in 1993, he was like, man, we saw how our people got tricked. Our people got tricked out of the opportunity to present our own programs by our people and for our people. He said, but honestly speaking, our people really tricked ourselves. Explain it to me was that you know, yeah, in 1993 when the first gang peace summit took place, there was a guy in office by the name of Bill Clinton, and he heard about it, and he even wrote a statement about that gang summit. He even offered people to come to the White House after that gang summit. He even went as far as to allow a major multi-million dollar budget to go into gang intervention, gang prevention, and alternative methods to gang violence. Well, Brother Hess, what are you waving your pom-poms for, Bill Clinton? No, I'm not waving any pom-poms. I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not doing any of that, but I'm taking in the fact of what my elder said yesterday. And it resonated to me because it's the same thing that my elder from out of the West Coast in L.A., my elder G2, spoke on. And it resonated to me because it's similar to what one of my elders out of New York spoke to me on. And it's all resonated in my heart deeply because it's something that another brother out of Miami, who just turned 81 years old on December the 9th, Minister Rashid. Big salutes. Shout out to Minister Rashid of the Republic of New Africa. Everybody's saying the same thing, man. We get opportunities, but we blow them. And we had a chance to build programs, but people who don't even care nothing about gangs, about gang bangers, about people from the streets, from urban culture, from street affiliates, people don't care nothing about us who have this history and this lifestyle and children who are being indoctrinated into this lifestyle clean at the age of 12 to 14 years old. People who care about none of us were writing grants, were writing all kind of big proposals to gain all of these big dollars and major funding and major contributions toward being able to administer what was supposed to be a stop to gang activity and gang violence, gang killing, gang drug rings and prostitution rings. It's amazing how people that know nothing about the gang culture end up being the main ones that got over 87% of the funding that went to prevent something that they know not of. Where were we at? Where were our people at? Why weren't we capable of making the decisions on how to utilize the funding that could go toward bringing intervention and preventive programs toward what is hindering our people from developing and maturing on a righteous level? And so that's what we're looking for this peace summit to begin to facilitate for our people. I know some of our young people are Blood, some of them are GDs, some of them are Crips, some of them are Latin Kings, some of them are MS-13, some of our young people are in gangs that you ain't never even heard of, probably like Ghostface, or you dig, it's like these are white gangs and they just as smoked out and choked out and being busted out by the system as any of our black and brown people. And everybody is clicking up, striving to survive the hard time. and they're being classified and being ostracized from mainstream society. What are we doing for them? This peace summit is built to do one thing out of many things. And that very first thing is what we call acknowledge. Acknowledge that there's a problem, family. And that when you're able to acknowledge that there's a problem, we know that what comes behind that is an opportunity to grasp a hope, to the hope that's required in order for us to get into the solution. There's a problem that has not been addressed in 25 years, 50 years, or 100 years when it comes to our poverty-stricken groups. How in the world can Alcoholics Anonymous find a way for drunks to help other drunks? But we from urban society can't find a way for former affiliates and current elder affiliates to help other elder affiliates to get out of the criminal lifestyle. Being in an affiliate does not mean that you're automatically a criminal. But there are people who are being paid thousands and thousands of dollars each just to classify our people as such and to ostracize them from what it is that society has to offer every citizen that was born on this soil that we call the United States of America. Our people need help. And that's what this peace summit is established to do, to bring all of you great minds together, to bring all of you all who have done great activities in your community. Because just like the person that only was able to do the games, well, we need you to come in and tell us what was working and what wasn't working. Just like the people who are doing the Feed the Homeless and are getting gang members to get involved in that Feed the Homeless project, what is working and what is not working? We need people who are out there in the streets and in the prison systems who are going in and talking to these street affiliates who are killing one another, who's willing to stand in the gap, meaning right dead in the middle, in the center, and say, stop the violence. We want peace. We need to know what is working and what is not working. And this is the only way that we can begin to establish what is required to know how to get into a formidable solution that will bring about what it is that we need. This is our time, family. With that being said, I want to go to the airwaves. I just seen that we had some callers coming in. Area code 469-258. Peace and blessings, love and service, family. State your name and where you calling from. Okay. Maybe that call is gone. We're going to go to the next call, and that's area code 214-417. Peace and blessings, family. What's going on? I'm just tell everybody your name and where you calling from.
Man, this came back to the Moolah Abdul-Rahim. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Although I'm from the four corners of this earth, I am a cornerstone. I'm listening to my brother expound, great expounding, but once again, I ain't gonna hold no pity party for no black niggas or none of that, even though we ain't niggas, but we could say we niggas. What I wanted to say is, you said, what was the funding for, what was our money? Like, our money is the ones that been out there in the lunacy, you know what I'm saying? It's for us to stand up as men that says we the head and we made in our father's image. To go and say, okay, I had enough of this. Now I see the light. Okay, I know these. I'm going to trust believe that these brothers want something else in their life. I'm not going to keep on manipulating them to go and be doing retarded stuff and letting them think that it's cool. That's the reason why. Them young men, a lot of our brothers, they smart. They intelligent. They could teach us more than we could teach them. Stuff getting innovative. It's not slowing down for nobody. So with that being said, if we put our minds together, we could be greater right there on that level. They want something else. They want to tell you, let's go over here and look at this job. They get paid by the day. We could add that with our hustle. But you thinking one straight-minded, like hustle, man, you get locked up. You been spending your money, whatever, whereas you could have had some extra money, probably saved it up or something. You know, the whole big old picture, man, of us taking care of the problem. It's not the government's fault. It ain't nobody's fault. It's for us to say, man, look, we know about the government. we know about what they said about the white man and the red man and all this other plans. What is our plans? And sit down and make strategic plans and go push the agenda, not sit down and talk about it. Period. We got to be able to go in our own pockets, that like we go and take it to the church who got all these millions and billions, and who over the banks that money in. You know what I'm saying? The fake Jews or whoever. And so with that being said, why are we going to keep on having knowledge and not utilizing it? It comes from the elders, keep on practicing old nigga ways. And then, like, the youth, they keep on trying to think that they going to fix it, but they kind of cripple with the old nigga tree a little bit. It's kind of like you saying, like, man, I ain't going to be like my mama or whatever, like my father. Then you end up having a child not being in your child life or whatever. And it's a lot of that going on. Or you grow up and whooping your child to death or whatever. We inflict ourselves a lot. And, like, I could sit back and say that because I've been a part of, like, everything that I'm saying. So in order to see some of my brothers and my sisters, I must first see it for myself or from family members that been in my life. So I speak off experience. And I know, like, if we just dig down in ourselves and trust and believe in ourselves, not what our mama taught us or what nobody's saying, because a lot of us think that our help comes from actual man right here, which it do. The Father sent the help. But if somebody wish to turn their back on you, that ain't going to stop you from living. They ain't the reason why you living, why your heart beating and none of that stuff. So how is you going to sit up there at the end of the day and get them that much power? Just like you said last week, brother, or a few days ago, we put a lot of weight on our own shoulders and then try to go out here and be like, man, they won't do this, and they try to tell me I can't do this and do that. No, they might told you whatever, but you know what the Father told you. You ain't even get up and go try to see whether somebody to stop you from doing it when you got there. So
good.
That's
Lord,
just the
I
bottom
keep it
line.
Real. Hey, you know, and that's a bottom line right there that resonates to me, because, man, we just had a service here where I'm from, and, you know, that service was built around a spiritual tool that was called Put Your Hands Out. And a lot of people are waiting on God, and they're waiting on, you know what I mean, King Jesus, or they're waiting on King Allah, they're waiting on King Tut, they're waiting on the King Ancestor, they're waiting on the King of the Universe, they're waiting on all of these different people, kings and the gods. But it's like, fam, the servant that they were like, what if that same Allah, what if that same Jesus, or what if that same Savior, what if that same King, what if that same, you know what I mean, creative universal force is waiting on you? You know what I mean? And he asked me personally. He looked at me. He was like, Brother Hess, what if that force is waiting on you? And you talking about you waiting on the force to give you funding, or you waiting on the force to give you an army, or you waiting on the force to give you this and another, but the force waiting on you to take initiative to go out and get this thing going. Do you have any faith in yourself? Do you have any faith in that in which gave you life and strength? Because if you do, then you got to act as if. And if you ain't willing to act as if, then, hey, you waiting on it, and it's waiting on you. You know what I mean? So how much we going to get done waiting, or sitting back and backbiting and complaining, or pointing the finger at this race or that certain source or those groups? And, man, it's like, man, listen, man, I ain't giving nobody else the power, man. I ain't giving nobody that much power, family. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's about the solution, anybody that's about coming together with meetings of the mind, anybody that's about the business of making ways where people say there's no way, the business that I'm in, everything else, man, is obsolete. It's not a part of my existence. You dig? Because that's something to stagnate and hinder what it is that's compelled to go forward. I can't be held back, family. Now, I might not be a millionaire, man, but I'm a million-dollar thinker. I'm a billion-dollar mover. You dig? And that's right there. That's a spirit of success. And so, but I feel you, man. I definitely can dig where you're coming from. Man, y'all here to get live, man. Come on, brother.
That be you, man. You be doing it to me. Like, one thing that I know, man, and I tell myself, a lot of our people is, it's a separation between the youth, the middle-aged brothers, and the elders, because everybody sit back, and you already know there's a problem with whoever and whoever, rather than to get together, you sit right there and don't want to sever the differences. Now, where's the father at in that? Like we were saying, like, if whatever religion you practice or whatever you practice, if it's so good and the father represents good, why can't you all come together and compromise just to say that you want your father to be happy? You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between our earthly parents living and dying in the physical. Like, we put a lot of stuff, we could put a lot of stuff on our own parents or whoever, you know what I'm saying? It's best to get away and be the solution. If it's a problem, don't even be at a point to think like, yeah, she did this, he did that. You go ahead about your way, and guess what? You live to see another day. Yeah, you could have beat him, killed him, did whatever. And that's what I be telling myself constantly. Like, and that's how you win out here. Winners do winning stuff, and they surround themselves with winners. And we know that somebody going to promote us to do the foolery, and they ain't going to tell us, you know. Like, both of us got to be able to tell each other. If you catch me off track, I got to be comfortable enough to trust and believe that you give me constructive criticism and you got my best interest, and vice versa. If you don't feel those type of vibes when you around your people before 2018 come in, you need to start practicing it now. And these are the words straight from the Heavenly Father, man. I'm a spiritual man. Like I say, Allah and all that stuff, because, like, I don't really like to say God, because I know God is a physical name of those people over there from, like, Greek or whatever, who got their swords on each other. So I've been searching, and the Father definitely know my intention. Like, I seek to not follow no man unless it was a great man, and they follow and let the Father order their steps. And so that's him. He the King of Kings. And all my brothers, if they lead me in the right way, I'm following them too. I'm going to represent you in the highest light, just like the Father. We're going to represent each other. Steel sharpens steel. Ain't gonna nothing going to get weak. So I got a queen sitting next to me, man, and all I know is, like, she's a Pisces. I'm an Aquarius. Somewhere along the line, and that lie that they say don't mess with astrology, it come to be true. Because, like, I didn't even know nothing about if she was a Pisces or not. But I have an auntie back in Chicago. She like one of my besties, man. I tell everybody I love them equally, but, like, me and her, we just hang out a little bit more or whatever. And, like, this queen right here, she remind me of that. Only difference is she ain't my auntie. But, you know, that's only blessings to the Heavenly Father, man. He know what man need. And when we attach ourselves to a good woman, you know what I'm saying, then everything will be good. We're a whole man now. We have our rib attached to us also. So it's no longer the time to be upholding hoes and bitches and all that type of stuff. It's time to rebuild the kingdom, and goddamn it, let's promote kings and queens. You know, we can say what's up, my nigga, that, but me, I'd be more likely like, what's up, God, or what's up, king, or something. How you doing, queen? You know what I'm saying? Let's speak with some powerful words before 2018 come in, and let's see the outcome of that. Like you said, it's your inner action, your inner emotions and stuff. Then how you feeling it come out. If you letting people, what people say about you, deter you from stepping out of your highest light, then you lost already. Ain't no need of you trying to think you going nowhere, because you already done stopped yourself. Peace and blessings, brother. I love y'all, man. What's up, brother Ying, man? He ain't said nothing.
Hey, man, one thing about it, man, brother Yon Spirit is always here, man. You already know, man. That's family. La Familia style is only
that. Wait, yeah, man. I need his 2 cents times 10, man.
Hey,
20
man, one thing about brother Yon, when he feel the flow going, man, that brother going, you know what I mean? He like one of those chainsaws. He going to cut through it, you dig?
I know he got something good, man. I'm waiting on him.
I'm going to definitely tell him that, man, so he can get in on this thing, all right?
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings, brother.
Peace and blessings, man, and much love to the queen, man. It's definitely bringing the king, man. Much gratitude, much love, and much respect, you dig?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready. With that being said, family, you are back with us live. This is Pops Movement Radio Networks, and we are speaking about peace talks. And the Peace Summit 2018 to take place in Los Angeles, California, is the main subject of the night. And tonight, like our beloved brother just shared, it's like we got to realize that we're going to have opportunities. And like Mr. Bennett Lee said, when we get these opportunities, are we prepared for them? Because a man who fails to plan is a man who plans to fail. And that's what I learned from our elder Benny Lee yesterday. And this is the elder of the history of the Vice Lord Nation, given to him by our big brother, the Honorable Mr. Bobby Gore. And, you know, one of the things that Mr. Benny Lee has taught myself as a student of all of our black tribes, even though I grew up growth and development, I know that before growth and development took shape, there was the Vice Lord Nation. You know, there was the Black Gangster Disciple Nation. There was many nations that took shape before growth and development came into existence. And just like Benny Lee told me yesterday, he said, Brother Hess, man, you know, regardless of what everybody say about Vice Lords and GDs being enemies and this, that, and another, he said, man, when Larry Hoover had his trial, he called on me, a Vice Lord, to be his character witness. He said he didn't call on but two people, and I was one of them. He said, and I got up on that stand, and I testified on behalf of Mr. Larry Hoover. He said, you know what I told him? I said, if it wasn't for Mr. Larry Hoover, I wouldn't be free and doing the work of a professor at a national college, accredited college, that I'm doing right now. He said, man, them folks wanted me to get off the stand, Brother Hess. They couldn't believe after painting the picture of GDs and Vice Lord being enemies, that the Apache Vice Lord, you know, general would get up here and state that, you know what I mean, if it wasn't, you know, for the growth and development elder and leader, you know what I mean, that I probably would not be free today, because this brother taught me how to develop and mature, you know what I mean, to a strong existence of a man. And so, you know, that is the type of spirit that we want to allow to permeate, allow to seep into the hearts and the minds of people across this nation, our people's nation, our folks' nation, our Crip, our blood nation, every nation, our MS-13, our Brown Side, all our 18th Street homies, you know what I'm saying? It's like, family, all of us need the same type of love, the same form of education, because education leads to opportunities. A man who has no education lacks opportunity because he doesn't have options. Education leads to options. If I don't study anything, then I don't know anything. And so when you ask me, what are my options? I don't know. I have not educated myself. And so I have no clue. I'm ignorant. And that's one of the biggest enemies that we understand today. With that being said, we're going to go back to the lines. I see we still got area code 469. 469, you're still live with us. I see you here in our studios. Your mic is hot. Peace and blessings. Are you with us yet? Area code 469, I can hear some background. I guess you're not with us, but one of the things that we do want to do tonight is to continue to pay tribute, you know, free Larry Hoover, free Jeff Fort. Oh, peace and blessings. I hear some noise in the background. Is that 469?
Yes, it is. Peace and blessings. My name is Maria from Dallas. I had my phone on mute, my bad.
It's all love. Come on in and speak from your heart, Maria.
Well, my king over here just put me on this radio station. I just really want to give a shout out, and I'm interested in listening more often. I'm pretty proactive here in Dallas on social media, at least with my brother. We have a page called hashtag Branch Extending Beyond on Facebook. So we just try to put knowledge on there and not stay bound into any type of, you know, I want to say a square or a circle. We just, the sky is our limit, not even that. You know, we're not stuck with religion anymore. We're more spiritual and getting more in tune with the Unk and the Egyptian knowledge where we began from. So we just truth seekers. And if anybody is looking to join a social media website that's along those lines, we're definitely the one for you. And we're looking for more members from all different walks of life.
Already, that love, sister. And how you say we can find you again?
We're hashtag Branch Extending Beyond I'm pretty sure once you put in hashtag extend, it's going to pop up because we're getting pretty popular now.
Okay. And if you can, please, on Facebook, befriend me. Hest, H-E-S-T. Last part is spelled A-D-E-N. And definitely what we can do is we can push it, promote it, and compel others to go in and view it. You feel me?
Most definitely. My king over here already knows your name, so I'm going to make sure I get that and stay in contact with you. I definitely appreciate all the help we can get because we're just trying to come together and spread this knowledge.
Hey, that's our job, family, to find the truth and to share it. You dig?
Most definitely.
That's love, Sister Queen. You have a blessed night, all right?
You too.
Already. Peace and blessings, love and service, family. Y'all are back with us live. And most definitely, everybody that have anything that contributes to truth, this is your place to share that. You know, one of the things that we started out as Pops Movement was a place and an opportunity for people to be able to share what it is that they had to offer others, to give people an opportunity to come in and pay tribute to those who they found important, who they was able to gain assets from, knowledge, networking sources. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's the first attempt that I made in Pops Movement was to see how I could find great minds and share those great minds with others. That was my main motivation. My main motivation was to come in and see how we can bring people like Mr. Benny Lee, Mr. Jeff Fort's son, Jerry, bring our sisters like our Sister Queen Gwen Baxter, who we call Sister Nehi out of Chicago, our sister Miss Williams, who we call Miss Bonnie Williams, Mr. Tukey Williams' wife, bring her and her son, Trayvon Williams, on the airways to speak, to tell about their experience, not just with the Crip Nation right there live in South Central Los Angeles, but their experiences around Mr. Tukey Williams and, you know, what it is that they continue to do to carry his legacy on today. We brought in brothers like up in New York, Mr. Felipe Luciano of the original Young Lords that became the Latin Kings. And we had time to listen to Mr. Felipe Luciano speak about how he was one of the original last poets. And though he was a brother that was from the brown side, not the black side, he was indoctrinated into this group of the last poets. And he was able to give his art to the people, to the liberation struggle, as he continues to do so even to this day. You know, we was able to bring in people like our Sister Queen out of Oakland, California, Miss Elaine Brown, the only female to ever carry the position of chairman of the Black Panther Party, up under the guidance of the Honorable Huey P. Newton. You know, Miss Elaine Brown came in and spoke about how she's over 70 years old, but she's still committed and remained focused upon the struggle of the Black Power, Black Revolutionary Movement. See, these are elders that have taken the time to give us the cross that they have bared, to give us the yoke that they have moved within life. They have taken on the struggle and the pain of so many, and they've come right here to the airways of Pops Movement Radio and spilled all that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding upon us. We had great, great, great people like Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., his mother, who came and spoke about what happened with Chairman Fred Hampton of the Black Panther Party and his assassination back in 1971. We've had many of our elders come right here throughout this country to take time out to give us the true history, the true knowledge, the true understanding, the true empowerment. And we take that serious, family. And so as we get ready to lead up to Peace Summit 2018 in Los Angeles, California, we're looking for people that are willing to get with at least three different organizations, groups, affiliations, or gangs, former gang members, and see if they are willing to travel with you to Los Angeles, California. And we even have one person that say, hey, Brother Hiss, if they can get up $600 to help pay for the van and the gas, we'll match it by with $600 to help pay for their room and their food. If they can just get there, then we can take care of the rest. And when they come there, we want them to bring what it is that they have done successfully. What examples have they given to the rest of their tribes? What have they shown the community that the Vice Lords or the GDs or Bloods are not, that everybody want to claim that they are? Because everybody that's GD is not a killer. Some are growing and developing. Everybody that's Vice Lord is not striving to be a pimp and pimp our sisters. That's a lie. Some of them are building our sisters into the queens that will nurture our earth for the rest of its lifetime. We have many great minds across this nation that come from the struggle. And now it's time for us to have the will to go into something that we've never gone into before, and that's the ability to sit down and break down on pen and paper our thoughts, ideas, and the knowledge that we've gotten from the elders as to what works to walk our people out of the darkness. Because the dark ages don't deliver any information. But when we come out of the dark ages, there's much information for our people to choose from, to learn from, to educate others from, and to continue to recycle that until we begin to build fortified cities that can establish and sustain itself. We need some cities, my family. But it can't happen if we can't even get a block to stop the killing and start the healing. If we can't even get a family to stop the hatred and start the forgiveness. If we can't even get that young black brother to finger point and see the fact that he has the hands that can raise up and part the Red Sea. God can't do it until he see that he's the one that the Creator must utilize to get it done. You and I have the power. Continue to thank everybody for being a part of Pops Movement Radio. You know, this is your home. This is your house. Anything that you would like to promote, produce, compel others to be a part of, family, please just get in contact with us and let us know. And we'll strive to have extra shows outside of what we're already doing. You know, family, as we continue to move toward Peace Summit 2018, anything that you're able to contribute toward this, whether it's networks, knowledge, passing the flyer to a few people who you know are street affiliated or formerly affiliated, those who work with affiliations. I don't give a darn if it's a whoever, a counselor, a probation officer. If you know that they really care about these street affiliates and they don't want to see them going down the wrong path, give them a flyer. Let them inspire a church to fund the trip of a young man who's attempting to change his life, fresh out of juvenile or fresh out of the county jail or fresh out of prison and want to become a youth advocate or gang prevention specialist. They need to be in L.A., family. That's a profession in its own. And like my elder sister told me almost 9 years ago, she said, Brother Hess, when you find something that you love to do, you never have to work another day in your life. Your community, your city will pay you for doing what it is that you love to do. They will fund it. And they will make sure that you are fed, clothed, and housed while you do it. But you got to be sincere. You got to give it your whole heart. And you can create a job
where other people can't find anything. I say continue to find what you love to do. Continue to nurture yourself with those who need you the most. And where you find light at is usually where you set it on fire at. I love y'all so much, man. I wish you many peace and blessings and look forward to our next broadcast. Until then, may you find something here tonight to pass the message on to those who wasn't able to experience what you did. I love y'all again. Peace and blessings. Love and service.
Ain't the honeymoon past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Take